This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we want to continue with the study which we began last time on the fact that one can be saved by believing and obeying the Bible. You know, the Apostle Paul declared, as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work." Now that makes clear that the scriptures, that is, the Bible, are all sufficient to provide man with what he needs in order to be saved. Already I've pointed out, and let me just reiterate these briefly, as to various properties which the Bible, the Word of God, has. It is inerrant. It does not make errors. It does not make mistakes. It always tells the truth. It is inspired. It is God-breathed. It is authoritative. Men must not fail to do what God has told them to do. They must not trifle with the Word of God. They must not add to it, nor take away from it, or pervert it. And finally then, as I stated at the beginning, the Bible is complete, or all-sufficient. By general statements, the Bible is seen to be all-sufficient. The passage which I read from 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, certainly makes that clear. And then also in 2 Peter chapter 1, the Apostle declares, "Seeing that His divine power hath granted unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that called us by His own glory and virtue." And then in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, "All scripture, or no scripture, is of private interpretation, but holy men of old spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." That means that the men who wrote the scriptures were men who were carried along by the guidance or the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible is all-sufficient in general. It's all-sufficient spiritually. It's all-sufficient to give man what he needs to know in order to be saved. Now, as we come to the point that we were at when we stopped our last lesson, I call your attention to the fact that the Bible makes clear that if one will believe in the one true God, as we're taught in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, and if he will believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, John 17 and verse 3, and also John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, and will believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, will repent of his sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Acts 17, verses 30 and 31, and will confess with his mouth Jesus Christ as Lord, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and will be baptized or immersed in water unto the remission of his sins, he will be saved. This is plainly taught in such passages as Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Acts 2:38, and many other passages. Now, since God has made these promises that we have just talked about in His Word, and since God does not lie, as we learn in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 18, it is certain that if any man will obey the instructions referred to in the paragraph above, he will be saved. That is, he will be saved by the blood of Christ. For the Bible makes clear that apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. But the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. Hebrews chapter 3, or that is, chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. It is only by the blood of Christ that men can be saved. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 to 15, and Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. It is not possible there be even one case of failure, of Savior, of being saved to those who respond to the Lord Jesus Christ in the proper way. Christ will not fail to save anyone who obeys the instruction which is given to man in the Bible. He is the Savior of all who obey Him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9.